We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Gowhiteley.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally.
Hello, it's Kate with you here today. And what I wanted to talk with you about is something that can be a bit of a hard pill for some people to swallow. And I completely understand that, because when it comes to health stuff, when it comes to a health journey, this is something that I definitely have a lot of personal experience with. And the hard pill that I'm mentioning is the recognition that whatever you're dealing with, whatever symptoms that you have, you played a part in why those are here and why those are happening. And ultimately, what we need to recognize or start to appreciate is that the body is not just doing things for kicks. The body's just not causing you problems because it's fun. These are the result of toxins in your life, or maybe it's stresses that you've dealt with, or emotional trauma that you haven't dealt with. And a lot of the times, people can get into a position where they're having trouble with their health, and we want to blame the condition or the illness or whatever it is that we're dealing with for why our life is not where we would like it to be. But ultimately, you contributed to this. And I'm sorry if that hurts, and I'm sorry if it sounds like kind of harsh, but when you can start to accept this and recognize this, this gives you so much power in terms of what you can do for your health. And I can relate to this in the sense of I went through this with my journey with MS. There was a long time where I blamed MS. I was mad. I was mad at my body. I was mad at the universe or God or whatever higher being you believe in. I was blaming everything outside of myself for the reasons that I was struggling, for the reasons that I had symptoms. And while I was doing that, I didn't get anywhere. It didn't help me move forward. It didn't help me get better. And recognizing that, holy crap, right? I have a role in this. I played a part in what's going on here. For me, I recognized that food was a really big factor. It was a really big trigger. And when you're dealing with symptoms, when you're dealing with health issues in general, and this can be autoimmune, this could be anything chronic that you're dealing with over and over and over again, it's recognizing what are the triggers, what's causing your body to respond in the way it is. And when you can start to do that, you can start to move in the right direction. So like I said, for me, you know, I was angry. I was blaming things. I was looking for something outside of myself. I thought medication was the answer. I thought my doctor was going to fix things for me. But when I started to recognize that food was the first one for me, recognizing that was a trigger, that was causing issues with me. Have you ever eaten something and noticed that, oh, I had a bit of a headache after that? Alcohol. Alcohol is a really big one that people can often recognize. When I drink alcohol, how do you feel the next day? Not so great, right? And that's because ultimately it's a toxin. Alcohol is, you're poisoning yourself, but to a lesser degree, hence the term alcohol poisoning when you drink too much. But foods can be exactly the same. So for me, gluten was a really big factor. Dairy was a big factor. Nightshades. There's a lot of different foods that are common ones when it comes to people dealing with health challenges, with symptoms, and especially with autoimmune stuff. So food is a one that you can look at when you're starting to address this. If you'd like to look into what's triggering your body and what's causing the things you're dealing with, food is a great starting place. Food is like the most controllable factor when it comes to the toxic exposure that we're dealing with on a daily basis. If you think about it, what you put in your mouth is like the easiest thing that you can do, but at the same time, it can be the hardest for people. Giving up the foods that you're used to, the things you're used to cooking, the routine that you're used to, all of this is challenging, but ultimately it will make such a big difference in your life. So food, like I said, is one that you could take a look at. There's also, what are your hobbies? What are the things that you're into? Because there are lots of ways we can get chemicals and toxins and other things that our body is going to be triggered by in our hobbies. A good example here is, do you golf? Do you like to golf? Because golf courses are very heavily sprayed with pesticides. And pesticides are something that are a really big factor for people when it comes to health and when it comes to things not functioning properly in your body. So if you're into golfing, or if your kids play soccer, this is an area where it can be really heavily sprayed with pesticides as well, the soccer fields. So if your kids play soccer, do you go and sit on the field, or, well, not on the field, that'd be weird. Do you go and sit on the grass and watch them play? Do you spend time out walking through the parks and through all kinds of places where the weeds are treated and the dandelions are sprayed? And ultimately, we're getting more chemicals and toxins into our system. So chemicals, toxins, pesticides is another thing to take a look at in terms of triggers for your body. Another really big one is EMFs or radiation. I'm currently sitting in front of my computer. I'm actually sitting in front of two computers and a cell phone. So we're very much bombarded today by electromagnetic frequencies and radiation. And so this is something that has a really big impact on our bodies, on our cells. Our bodies are not designed to deal with the level of radiation that we're dealing with. And this could be something that's having a really big impact on your body. And ultimately, so I'm listing off a bunch of different things. Another big thing to consider here is that it's the accumulation that has a really big role here as well. So if you were just dealing with radiation, but you were never around pesticides, and you were eating like the cleanest foods that your body didn't respond to, and you didn't have all the other things bombarding your system, you might be okay. But it's the accumulation of everything that often makes a really big difference. I remember in school, we talked about it like the barrel effect. So if you picture a rain barrel, when a child is born, their rain barrel still has some water in the bottom of it. Because we bring in a lot of chemicals and toxins in utero. That's where we're first exposed to these things, is in our mother's womb. So you come into this world with some rain in the bottom of your rain barrel. But then as the toxins and the other things continue to pile into your barrel, eventually we get to the point where it's too much and the body can't handle it and the barrel overflows. That's when we start to have symptoms. And so we've talked about food, we've talked about pesticides, which are out in the environment all around us. They're in our foods as well, which is also something to consider. We talked about radiation. There's also, you know, viruses, and there's bacteria and Lyme and mold and all kinds of other different things that are going to have an impact on our system. And so it's when you're taking a step back and recognizing that It wasn't the MS that was the problem. The MS was a symptom. The MS was my body saying, there is something going on in my system, or there is something that's affecting me that's causing me to respond in this way. The body is trying to get your attention and say, like, you need to do something. Something needs to change, because your immune system is designed to keep you healthy. As humans, our bodies are trying to heal ourselves constantly. But when they're not able to do so, that's usually because there's a toxin or there's something that doesn't belong in the system that you're facing or that you're dealing with on a daily basis, or there's something missing. So that could be nutrients, that could be water, good water, that could be sleep. Right? There's so many different things, and the lifestyles that we live today are so go, go, go. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot going on, and our systems get to the point where they aren't able to handle it. So if you're dealing with symptoms or you're dealing with any health conditions, this is when we need to recognize this, right? And I know for myself in the past, you know, you go to your doctor, they're not trained to look at these things. They're trained to look at your symptoms and say, okay, is there a medication that I can give you to suppress these symptoms? That's the medical model. Medicine, Western medicine, allopathic medicine, whatever you would like to call it, is designed to be incredible for emergencies, which it is. If you've got, you know, your arm is falling off, or you get in a car accident, or you have something that's emergent that needs to be dealt with right away, that's where Western medicine is an incredible solution. But the problem happens because as a society, we've been conditioned and gotten to the point where we use emergency medicine for all situations, even non-emergent ones. And this can cause problems in the body as well. When I mentioned that, you know, the food, the EMFs, the pesticides, the things that impact the body, another one that can be problematic here is medication. I was a kid who, I grew up with a single mom, and she did her absolute best, don't get me wrong, but she had to go to work every day. So if I would so much as sniffle or sneeze, I was to the doctor and I was put on antibiotics because she didn't have time to deal with a sick kid. She didn't have flexibility in her schedule to be able to deal with that. And a lot of the times that's what I see with clients too, and we see around us all the time. If you have a cold, antibiotics are not the solution for that. Your body is designed to be able to deal with that. And when we're constantly treating everything with antibiotics, we're weakening our immune system and we're causing more stress and more ultimately setting ourselves up for bigger problems down the road. So that was, you know, the main thing I wanted to talk with you about today. And it's just the recognition that if there's something going wrong with you, if there's something not, you know, feeling good or not functioning properly in your system, we need to take a step back and see what is the trigger, what is causing my body to respond the way it is. Because as I said, like the body is not just doing this for kicks. It's not just being a jerk to you because, you know, it wants to. It's trying to tell you that something is not functioning properly and something needs your help and support. I shared a little bit about my story. I dealt with MS, I dealt with autoimmune, which ultimately a lot of the times is considered autoimmune, is your body is attacking itself. But what we need to recognize here as well is that the body is not attacking itself. It wouldn't do that. The body doesn't, you know, make mistakes like that. The body is trying to attack a toxin or something that doesn't belong in your system. And your tissues are just getting in the way. This could be a result of food sensitivities or foods that you've eaten over time that had a similar protein structure to whatever tissue that is being attacked in your body. As I mentioned, for me, gluten was a really big trigger. Gluten protein has very similar chemical makeup to the myelin sheath that lines the nerve fibers in my brain. And MS, what does MS do? It attacks the myelin sheath, the protective layer around the nerve fibers in your brain and spinal cord as well. But ultimately, why is your body doing this? Why? That's the question we need to start asking more of. Okay, this is what my body's doing. Awesome. Okay, now I have the first step. Now I can ask, why is it doing that? What have I done, or what has happened to me, or what have I experienced in my life that has led to my body doing things that it shouldn't be doing? Because ultimately, when we can figure out what our body needs to get back to doing what it should be doing, that's when health can really improve. I was diagnosed with MS in 2002. Nope, 2005. And I went the medical route at first because that was growing up, that was all I knew, right? My mom took me to the doctor if I had sniffles or if I had any issues. So growing up, I thought that if there was anything not going well for you, the solution was to go to the doctor. So I followed my doctor's suggestions when I was diagnosed with MS. I took all of the medication and then more medication on top of that and more because there were side effects on the medication. Every medication has a side effect. There's a little aside for you. And I did everything that I was told to do, but I didn't get better. If anything, well, I did. I kept getting sicker and not feeling well. And, you know, when I started to recognize that there had to be something else I could do and to use a natural approach and started to change my diet, That was the first time in this entire journey that I started to feel better. And it wasn't right away. Over time, you know, I needed trial and error at first. I didn't have the resources and tools that are available to you now. But I recognized that the things I was putting in my mouth was having a really big impact on me. And when I started to make a change there, I started to feel better. And ultimately, since 2016, I've been completely off medication. And for the last several years, I've been completely without symptoms of MS as well. So this is the understanding, is that what we need to figure out is what is causing our bodies to respond in the way it is. And then ultimately, you know, the other message I wanted to share is that a lot of the times, if you're dealing with health problems, especially something chronic, especially you're diagnosed with something, a lot of people live in hope of finding a cure. And I was that way as well in the past too. I was waiting for someone to come around and save me. And the problem I have today is I have this understanding that a lot of the times when people are looking for a cure, they're looking for something that will make it so that they can go back to living their toxic lifestyle, go back to eating the processed packaged crap foods that their body is responding to, go back to doing all the things that caused the problem to begin with, and expect it to not be there. And if that's what the hope is for a cure, I think we need to turn that on its head. And I think we need to start recognizing that it is possible for you to be better. It is possible for you to not have antibodies or not have symptoms and to live the life that you want, but there, you have to be involved. You have to be a participant in this. When it comes to getting healthier, you play an active role here. And I get that changing diet is a challenging thing, but ultimately, if it could mean that you were healthier, you didn't deal with the symptoms that you're dealing with, wouldn't that be worth it? For me, it definitely was, right? Like I went into this at a point where there was less, like I said, less support. So I cut out everything. I cut out gluten, I cut out dairy, sugar, all processed foods, nightshades. I was eating like meat, vegetables, and ghee, like healthy fats. And that was it. But I took a responsibility. I took part in my healing journey. And it's scary and it's a challenge and it can be intimidating at first, but it's so empowering to realize that you can take a say, you have a say in your health and in how you're going to feel moving forward. And if you're going to continue living with the illness that you're living with, or if you're going to move away from it. And so hopefully you found that a little bit of inspiration for you. Hopefully you've got some value from this. If you have any questions, for sure, reach out to me anytime. I'd be more than happy to talk with you about, you know, what you can do to start moving forward to improving your health. And if you found value in this episode, please do me a favor, leave us a 5-star review and follow along for more.